You have reached an oasis in the desert of sin. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Luke. Now in those days an edict was issued by Caesar Augustus for a census of the whole world. This was the first census, and it took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each at his own town. And, as Joseph belonged to the house and family of David, he went up from Galilee to Judea, from the town of Nazareth to David's town called Bethlehem, to be registered along with Mary, his wife. She was pregnant, and while they were there, the days elapsed for her delivery. She gave birth to her firstborn son. And as there was no room for them inside the khan, she wrapped him up and laid him in a stall for cattle. There were some shepherds in the district, out in the fields, keeping guard over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord flashed upon them. The glory of the Lord shone all around them. They were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Have no fear. This is good news I'm bringing you, news of a great joy that is meant for all the people. Today you have a Savior born in the town of David, the Lord Messiah. And here is a proof for you. You will find a baby wrapped up lying in a stall for cattle." Then a host of heaven's army suddenly appeared beside the angel, extolling God and saying, "Glory to God in high heaven, and peace on earth for men whom he favors." Now when the angels had left them and gone away to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us be off to Bethlehem to see this thing that the Lord has told us of." So they made haste and discovered Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a stall for cattle. When they saw this, they told the people the word that had been spoken to them about the child. All who heard of it were astonished at the story of the shepherds. And, as for Mary, she treasured it all up and mused upon it. Then the shepherds went away back, glorifying and extolling God for all that they had heard and seen, as they had been told they would. When the 8 days had passed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he had been conceived in the womb. When the days for their purification in terms of the Mosaic law had elapsed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb must be considered consecrated to the Lord, and also to offer the sacrifice prescribed in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, an upright and devout man, on the outlook for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him. Indeed, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he was not to see death before he had seen the Lord Messiah. By an inspiration of the Spirit, he came to the temple, and when the parents of the child Jesus carried him in to perform the customary regulations of the law for him, then Simeon took him in his arms, blessed God, and said, 'Now, Master, thou canst let thy servant go, and go in peace, as thou didst promise. For mine eyes have seen thy saving power, which thou hast prepared for all peoples, to be a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and a glory to thy people Israel.' His father and mother were astonished at these words about him, but Simeon blessed them, and to his mother Mary he said, 'This child is destined for the downfall as well as the rise of many a one in Israel, destined to be a sign for man's attack, to bring out the secret aims of many a heart. And your own soul will be pierced by a spear.' There was also a prophetess, Hannah, the daughter of Phanuel, who belonged to the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her girlhood, and having been a widow for 84 years. She was never away from the temple, Night and day she worshipped, fasting and praying. Now at that very hour she came up and offered praise to God and spoke of him to all who were on the outlook for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished all the regulations of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Luke.